This is the segment we'll be wrapping up today's broadcast of Rosie on the House. I'd like to thank Mike Saldivar, General Manager of Action Termite, for coming in and joining us. Mike, we've been talking termites all hour, but I have to say, the pest that caused the second most number of calls at my house over the course of the week from all the Arizona listeners is scorpions.
Oh, yeah, scorpions. It's a big thing here in Arizona, and we're coming upon the season for them. We're going to start warming up here soon, and that's when they're going to start popping out.
So. So what's the strategies for scorpions?
Well, I mean, there's several different things you can do. I mean, the most effective thing you can do is a home seal, which we do quite a bit of. But that's the most effective thing. It's a little pricey, but the nice thing about a home seal is once it's done, it's done. You don't have to worry about it again. It's done. Not to say you will never have a scorpion ever again, but it's going to cut way down on the numbers.
Tell me what that includes. What are you doing when you're home sealing?
There's a lot of things we're going to go through. We're going to check all the openings, windows, doors, make sure that any of the, you know, anything needs to be replaced around the windows and doors to seal those up, make sure we're getting a good seal. They're going to go around the base of the house, around the J-trim, and seal that gap. If you have a stucco house and you reach down underneath that J-trim, you're going to fill a gap. There's always a gap.
I take a mirror with me, and I just put it under there. I say, look.
Absolutely.
What couldn't get in there?
Yeah, and that's the number one way that scorpions get into our homes here in Arizona is through that gap. So.
And that's not the cut and the weave screed.
No, there's actual gap between the foundation of the house and where that J-trim.
If you see the rectangle cut in the metal, that's for moisture to wick out.
Don't seal those little tiny holes, no. Don't do that. They're not going to go through there. It's the gap that's behind that. So that's the number one way that scorpions are going to get into the homes here in Arizona. So that's one of the most important things to seal up while you're doing a home seal, along with other stuff. I mean, there's so many different things that we look for.
Just the adjustment of the threshold and the door sweeps.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to go through, when we do a situation like that, we're going to do a full inspection on the home, and we're going to look for every possible way that they can come through, and then we're going to go seal those areas up and keep them from out.
A lot of homeowners will try DE in front of the doors to stop. Is there a proper way to apply that? I mean, do you mound it up so they can't climb up and over it, or do you just sprinkle it on the ground so they do crawl over
it? You want them to crawl over it. I mean, that's kind of how it works, and I don't have a lot of experience with DE. I've never really used it, so... Rob might be able to help.
When you use products like that, again, you want to use it like the dust test. You know, if you had a white glove test and you went in and wiped your finger across a table and you got some dust on it, that's the layer that you want to use. You want to use very, very thin. Mm-hmm. If you pile it up, you make it like a mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't. But they you won't feel crawl
better.
Over.
But you
well,
feel
it looks
better.
Good. I mean, but it doesn't stop the. I mean. It repels them more than takes care of them, but yes, diatomaceous earth does work as a desiccant.
Yep.
You know, but there are other alternatives too that you need to consider. Number one is also after you seal them out, then they're there for a reason, and scorpions are feeding on other insects.
Absolutely.
So you want to control other insect pressure, crickets and other insects that may be there. So that's why you would have a regular service. To come out and control those insects. If there's no food source and they can't get into the house, they're not going to hang out in those environments. They're going to find another location to survive.
So that goes back to what you were talking about in termites. Don't have the damp, compostable cellulose wood products around.
Right.
That's breeding grounds for crickets.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Number one hunting grounds for scorpions.
Absolutely. So. And that's the thing. And going back to what we were talking about, DE and how people pile it up, is the thing with pesticides is more is not better.
Yeah.
It's never better.
Yeah, well, I hope my daughter's listening. There was a time we were on vacation, and she was house-sitting, and at that point, her children were crawlers. They were just babies in the house. And we've been in our house for 30 years, and I think we've found maybe 20 scorpions in the 30 years, and she found one while we were gone. And she knew that out in the stables, we kept a 50-pound bag of DE that we sprinkle throughout the stable area to control the flies around the horses.
Right.
And so we were calling her that night and talking to her about finding a scorpion. And she said, yeah, but I took care of it. I put a little DE here and there. And I said, well, how much did you use? It was a 50-pound bag. a 50-pound bag of DE through my living room carpet, the dining room tile, the kitchen.
I remember going there like a month later, being like, what's all this white stuff everywhere? It's just like, the powder residue was still traced on the ground.
She took her dad's strategy on that one. If a little works kind of good, boy, I'm going to really make it work.
Right.
Well, we appreciate y'all again. Again, Action Absolutely. Termite. You can find them in the termite category at rosieonthehouse.com. Direct contact. Do you have a statewide number? Because I know you've got a Tucson and you've got a Phoenix office.
Yeah, they can reach us at 877-780-3132.
There you go. No matter then where in the state, we'll get the proper dispatch location. And
yeah, or they can go to our website, 911bug.com, and there's a form there they can fill out.
Tom responded to our weekly newsletter and said, I'm going to be gone this week, but I want these topics. How do I listen? Well, you go to rosieonthehouse.com. Underneath the homeowner resources, there's a tab there called Radio Podcast. You can get archive links and entire podcast per hour right there and catch the content. If you're not able to catch it in real time, we'll join you on next Saturday morning right here, 7 o'clock. How many years has it been since you've been in your pool? You sit there staring at it, servicing it, pulling leaves out of it, filling it with water. If you've got a pool and you haven't used it in a couple of years, and you're looking to retire and gain that space back, we'll put a deck over on it. They'll come out and custom build a deck to fit your existing pool space and give you all of that working area back. And if you ever want to reactivate it, just pull the deck out, replaster it, and you're ready to go. Gain your yard back with a deck over. Are you a contractor here in the great state of Arizona and have been for at least 5 years? Are you licensed, bondable, and insured? Do you love serving Arizona homeowners and plan on making a career in the trades? If all of these things apply to your contracting business and you're interested in joining the number one referral network in the great state of Arizona, go to rosieonthehouse.com and apply to become a Rosie on the House certified partner. We only look for the best of the best, so if that's not you, no need to apply.